Today, a jury's due to begin deliberating the fate of two police officers, Randy Redima and Jason Rosenblatt. Each could face up to 16 years in prison if they're convicted of reckless manslaughter and second-degree assault. They're two of the officers who stopped Elijah as he was walking home from a convenience store back in 2019, committing no crime. The officers threw him to the ground and put him in a neck hold before paramedics injected him with the anesthetic ketamine. Prosecutors say that struggle contributed significantly to Elijah's death. The defense blames the paramedics. The jury's expected to get the case after today's closing arguments. Trial for the next suspect in the McLean matter, Officer Jason Woodyard, is expected to begin later this week. I'm Jim Williams.